This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Israel is now saying it killed a Hamas militant who appeared in a video from October 7th when a Hamas attack triggered the war in Gaza. Israel says the video shows him drinking from a bottle of cola in front of two children wounded in a grenade attack that had just killed their father. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is standing firm against pressure to reach a ceasefire deal in Gaza. The AP's Norman Hall.
Despite nationwide protests and a strike by Israelis demanding accept a deal to end the war in Gaza and gain the return of hostages, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he won't be preached to. Thousands of protesters, furious about the deaths of six hostages, demonstrated outside Netanyahu's residence in Jerusalem late Monday. Netanyahu says he won't budge on his demand for continued Israeli control of the Philadelphia corridor, a narrow band along Gaza's border with Egypt. He calls the area an oxygen pipe for Hamas weapons. Meanwhile, Israel continued its six-day raid on the Jenin refugee camp in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. Bulldozers were used to tear up roads. I'm Norman Hall.
Vice President Kamala Harris, campaigning in battleground Pennsylvania, says U.S. steel should remain American-owned, not sold to Japan's Nippon Steel as planned.
It is vital for our nation to maintain strong American steel companies, and I couldn't agree more with President Biden. U.S. steel should remain American-owned and American-operated.
Vice President Harris. Pope Francis has arrived in Indonesia to start the longest trip of his pontificate, an 11-day trip that will also take him to Papua New Guinea, East Timor, and Singapore. Russian President Putin is visiting Mongolia, but there's no sign that it will arrest him on an international warrant for alleged war crimes following the invasion of Ukraine. This is AP News. Will artificial intelligence take your job?
AI may end up cutting some jobs, but it could add others. The experience at some U.S. companies suggests AI may not prove to be the job killer that many people fear, and it will probably make workers more productive to the benefit of themselves, their employers, and the economy. The outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas, which tracks job cuts, says it is yet to see much evidence of layoffs that can be attributed to AI. However, the fear that AI poses a serious threat to some categories of jobs is not unfounded. Researchers at Harvard Business School, the German Institute for Economic Research, and London's Imperial College Business School found in a study last year that job postings for writers, coders, and artists tumbled within 8 months of the arrival of ChatGPT. Mike Hempen.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.